December 18th, 7:30 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. I'm joined now by Washington Times sports columnist Dan Daly. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Your story today, Broncos bucking system deals with Tim Tebow, and it caught my eye because he's a guy that, he's a different duck. You know, this is where college football and the NFL really intersect when you look at this guy. But he's also got some other things going surrounding him, and that's the whole religious atmosphere. Let's get into that a little bit. The guy really is different.
Yes, he is. He's different stylistically in the way he plays. I mean, it's a passing game, and they've sort of retooled their offense to take advantage of some of the individual skills he might have, being able to run the football and run the option and so forth. And, there's the very public display of his religiosity, which I think to some people rubs in the wrong way. There are people who think that, there should be a separation of church and football, just as there should be a separation of church and state. And I think they've seen some of that in play too.
But throughout the years, we've always seen guys, you know, they score a touchdown, they get down on their knee, and they point to the sky, you know, and you have other ones that bless themselves and all. So there's always been, you know, a certain segment of the athletic fields where, you know, guys have been religious. Is he over the top? Is that the complaint?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that he's necessarily any more public about it than a number of other athletes. I think a lot of what's wrapped up in it is just the fact that they feel like the media, the electronic media especially, seems to call a lot of attention to this guy, and they feel that in some cases it may not entirely be deserved attention, because if you look strictly at what he's accomplished as a pro, it's fairly modest. He's won some football games this year, but he's done it on a team that hasn't allowed very many points and hasn't required him to produce a whole lot offensively to win these games. And they just feel that at this point, the guy is just a little bit overhyped.
Yeah. Will he, at some point in his career, have to give up running, and that means become a better passer? Because that's sort of the rap on him. He doesn't throw the ball as well as most NFL quarterback.
Right, and he had a big disadvantage, because so many quarterbacks now come out of pro-style offenses in college. They've had it for 4 or 5 years sometimes if they've been redshirted. Many of them even began playing that way on the high school level. Very advanced high school offenses nowadays compared to 20, 25 years ago. And he didn't. I mean, he was a college-style option quarterback at Florida. He hadn't really been exposed to many of the things that he's had to deal with when he became a member of the Broncos. And so it's a much, much bigger learning curve for him.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I sort of enjoy watching him only because he is different. You know, you just don't know if the guy's ever, if he's going to run the ball, if he's going to pass the ball. He's a big guy as far as, as a runner goes, so he's capable of taking out some people. And to me, that's sort of exciting. I don't know how long that lasts, but for right now, they seem to be winning. And I saw John Elway on the sideline this past weekend. He looked pretty happy.
Well, they've kind of resurrected their season here. As a matter of fact, they have a shot at winning their division, depending upon what happens between them and the Raiders. I think the Raiders have a one-game lead on them at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm entertained by what's going on, too. I'm entertained, as you are, by just the sheer differentness of it and the idea that, you know, it may be possible that you could create a different kind of quarterback in the NFL that could still be successful, that may not look like everybody else and may do things a little bit differently, but his team might still be able to win games.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that we're seeing. And the other thing for me is just, it's great to me that he happened to find himself with a coach who was willing to take a chance like that, because it's something that I think coaches are probably a little bit leery of. They know that they could open themselves up to criticism, not just from fans and media, but from people in their own profession, by going out on a limb like that. I mean, it's just asking to look bad.
Yeah.
And so it's worked out for John Fox. I mean, they've won games, haven't always done it prettily, but they've worked themselves into at least the mix here in the AFC West, and we'll see how these last five games play out for them.
Yeah. Back to the religious aspect of this for just a second. Don't you find it a little odd, I know I do, that people will sometimes look down their noses at people like Tebow who really exhibit, you know, their belief in God just about in every walk of their life, and yet they'll take a guy, you know, somebody else in the league who has had nothing but problems with the law, and they'll put that individual on a pedestal, and they'll try to knock Tebow off. It's so bizarre to me.
Yeah, well, it's just the nature of the beast. I mean, religion, for a lot of people, is a very emotional issue. It's a very sensitive issue, and they're just going to respond in these ways sometimes.
Yeah.
Certain people and certain incidents.
Yeah. All right, real quick before we run here. Redskins beat Seattle, looked much improved, or was Seattle just playing lousy?
Seattle is not very good.
Okay.
It was one of the games that you looked at the rest of the way that you figured they had a chance to win that one, the Minnesota game. I'm not sure if you look at any of the others and say that's one they could or maybe even should win. So they were able to come back in the fourth quarter, made a nice rally, made a couple of big plays, things that they haven't done all season long, and has been one of the things that's really hurt them. And, you know, just kind of got off the losing train there for at least a week. Now they've got a couple of home games coming up against the Jets and the Patriots, two of the stronger teams in the AFC, and we'll see if they can continue to keep it going a little bit or whether they're brought back to reality.
Yeah. I guess you're right. All right. Hopefully we'll talk again next week. Thanks, Dan.
Sure thing, Andy.
Take care. Dan Daly, Washington Times sports columnist.